free agency will begin tomorrow. Now, the teams have been able to negotiate with certified agents around the league, and a lot of that has been going on over the past 24 to 48 hours. But, guys, still, the offensive line is the main theme for the Miami Dolphins. And right now, Kansas City offensive tackle Brandon Albert, he's the guy that the name is linked to the Miami Dolphins right now. We've heard Eugene Monroe. We've heard Roger Saffold. We've heard Jared Valdir. There's a bunch of guys that are out there. But right now it's Brandon Albert, Troy. It looks like could be a Miami Dolphin as soon as a day.
Depending on who you believe and who's right, who has the inside information, it looks like he will be a Miami Dolphin come tomorrow after 4 p.m. Hopefully that will be the big splash. I just always believed, and I'm not backing off my prediction here, but I've always believed that just hedging my bet. I always believed that the Miami Dolphins would trust that left tackle position to a veteran as opposed to going in the draft to address that position. So I'm not surprised. And me personally, I'm not there breaking them down play after play and know who's actually better than the other guy. I just know this. They're the top tackles right that are available. And for the Miami Dolphins to go out there early on and actually land one of these guys, I just think that's just a confidence builder right off the bat for the Miami Dolphins, the offensive line, and everything that they're trying to do here in the offseason.
And this is one of the next step for Dennis Hickey. When you talk about signing Brent Grimes back last week and inking him to a long-term deal to make sure that that secondary is shored up, this is the other problem that really hurt the Miami Dolphins is the offensive line. So you have to make a big splash. It's going to cost you a lot of money right off the bat. Everybody's going to know that, because when you're talking about the top three offensive tackles out there in the league, it's going to cost you a pretty penny. Mm-hmm. And no matter which one you get, if it's Albert, Monroe, Saffold, no matter which one it is, it's going to cost you hefty, but that is what you need. If we really want to find out what Ryan Tannehill, what our running back situation is really like before we have to make an adjustment at that point as well, you have to show up that front line. And if we're able to get one of these guys on the first day, it's going to set a tone for the rest of the free agency.
Dolphins trying to set up their lineup, trying to set up that offensive line to be secure in 2014. Miami Dolphins have desperately been looking to find in free agency. CBS Sports NFL insider Jason Lockenfour has reported that Albert is linked to the Miami Dolphins. The number's probably right around $10 million per season. We were saying 8, 9, 10 all throughout the week, but that's been reported by Jason Lockenfour of CBS Sports. So a lot of news. Also, the Miami Dolphins owner, Stephen Ross, in the news. That's been reported by the Associated Press, also by Andrew Abramson of the Palm Beach Post, that after the failed attempt last year by Miami-Dade taxpayers to partially fund and renovate Sun Life Stadium, it looks like Stephen Ross is going to step up and spend close to $400 million to renovate the stadium himself. Remember, Super Bowl applications are due in August, and Ross wants to get that process started.
Too so much going on.
There's a lot of news.
Unbelievable,
you think I'm going
to
go fast?
My head
today
about to explode.
Wait
bro
until tomorrow.
But it's some good stuff though that
you know
I'm liking.
Sam, the best news is that the Miami Dolphins are making moves when they need to. They need to find an offensive left tackle, a veteran. It looks like Albert is going to be their guy. They want to get Sun Life Stadium improved. It looks like the owner, Stephen Ross, is going to step up. And they have to make room. If you're going to get a couple of offensive linemen, if you're still going to get a running back in free agency, you have to free up some money, so they have to release Dimitri Patterson.
You know what that I'm really liking about all of this and enjoying? You know, a lot of people were talking about once everything that happened this past offseason from the middle of the season with the offensive line and all the different scandals, that the Miami Dolphins wouldn't be able to attract the big-time players to come down. It sounds like that's not true. And the one thing that I'm taking away from the interview that you had with Rick McKay is understanding how the character is of those players, and you putting your own character out there as a general manager, as a scout, as a head executive, for those players to have the faith in you and the vision that you've placed in front of them. It's only been a short period of time, you know, that the general managers and all the brass could be able to talk to these guys' agents, and for these to come out and we're getting all these different reports. It sounds like the guy's doing a heck of a job already of getting to understand the character of each and every last one of these players and putting them in the right place and getting them on this football team. So really happy and satisfied with that standpoint as a former player that played here, been in that locker room, and looking for the positiveness that the rest of the alumni, when we have our meetings, want to go for this football team. So to make being able to hopefully make these big splash that we're doing right off the bat, I think it's going to be a lot of happy guys.
Well, you guys both take pride in where you played and want to represent the organization still to this day. And that's one of the things you want to see the Miami Dolphins on the top of the AFC East. And the way to do it is making changes, because when you go 7-9 and 8-8, that's not good enough with the New England Patriots. So you have to find a way to get to double-digit victories and get into the playoffs in 2014.